This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Bowling, golf, free throws, mini golf, pickleball, rope skipping, table tennis, and track. The cost is $10 for one event and $20 for two plus events. The top three in each category get a medal. The closing ceremony will be at the Scoville Park West Activity Center, 3909 West Main. To register and check out more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
He doesn't have to sit in court this morning.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It is an off day in New York at former President Trump's criminal trial. Jury selection will resume tomorrow. What does he think of the seven jurors chosen so far?
I'll let you know in about 2 months. I'll let you know after the trial.
A trial he calls political persecution as he faces charges of falsifying records after 2016 payments to keep an alleged affair he denies quiet.
Every legal pundit said there should be no trial.
He said that while campaigning after court in New York City. Now President Biden will go to Pittsburgh for the second of a three-day trip to the key battleground state of Pennsylvania.
Framing himself as middle-class Joe, head-to-head with country club Trump.
See the economy from Mar-a-Lago, where he and his rich friends embraced the failed trickle-down policies that have failed working families for more than 40 years.
So all this follows the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell yesterday cooling expectations of interest rate cuts this year, citing stubborn inflation.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. In 4 hours, senators will be sworn in as jurors for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, impeached by House Republicans accused of ignoring laws allowing record illegal immigration. But the Senate's Democratic Majority Leader may hold a vote to dismiss the case instead of holding a trial. GOP Senator John Kennedy tells Fox.
Senator Schumer says, this is just a policy disagreement. There are no high crimes and misdemeanors. How does he know? He hasn't seen the evidence.
Israel is still readying that response to Iran's weekend attack.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron is in Israel today, admitting it's clear Israeli leaders are making a decision to act.
We hope they do so in a way that does as little to escalate this as possible.
Iran's warned of a massive and harsh response to even what it calls the tiniest Israeli invasion.
Fox's Jonathan Savage is up to at least 14 Ukrainians dead in a new Russian missile attack today. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. They support America's heroes, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Tunnel to Towers gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. Join Tunnel to Towers. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Days after pro-Palestinian protesters shut down traffic in some cities, like on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, there's another hearing into anti-Semitism on college campuses next hour on Capitol Hill that could get contentious like the last one.
4 months after testimony from a group of top university leaders led to the resignation of two of them after backlash from comments they made about anti-Semitism on campus, Columbia University's president will testify before Congress. Namat Shafiq was not at the December hearing, but in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, she previewed what she plans on telling the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. That includes making it clear that calling for the genocide of anyone has, quote, no place in a university community, but also saying the speech of those protesting should be protected as long as it, quote, doesn't cross the line into threats, discrimination, or harassment. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There will also be two Senate hearings this morning investigating Boeing safety following recent incidents on the company's jets, most infamously the door panel blown out on an Alaska Airlines flight earlier this year, leaving a gaping hole in the Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane. Boeing's also dealing with whistleblower complaints over manufacturing issues with the 787 Dreamliner. Boeing insists those are false claims and it's cooperating with investigators. There's an update on the criminal case against Democratic Senator Bob Menendez that could lead to marital friction.
Court documents obtained by Fox News Digital suggest that Senator Bob Menendez may point the finger at his wife during his federal corruption trial by introducing evidence showing he was unaware of the allegedly illegal activities. The strategy could also see him testify about communications with his wife that may implicate her, but exonerate him.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. The Menendez is accused of accepting cash in exchange for willingness and political favors to help other countries. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Tee off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like ladies-only golf clinic, junior golf camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the club. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
Hi, this is Brian Moe. Join us at Britlinger and Earl Funeral Homes for our open door session April 18th at 11:30 or 6, where we're hosting an important conversation about prearrangements and preparing for the talk of a lifetime. Discover the peace of mind that comes with planning ahead and ensuring your wishes are honored. Our caring experts will help you start a discussion, answering any questions you may have along the way. Reserve your seat today and take the first step towards a meaningful conversation that will benefit you and your loved ones for years to come. Britlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, here for you every step of the way.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast today. Mostly sunny and breezy, high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 51. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 74. Then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06. This look at your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. You know, Millikan University in some ways is such a small, tight campus, right, in its community feel. But there are thousands of stories that are happening across that campus. I'll tell you one of them next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We've got a lot to get to the rest of this week. Don't forget, we'll give our Sunday Cardinals tickets away today, right? At the end of the show?
Against Brewers.
Courtesy of First Mid, Sunday afternoon game there at Busch. So that will be coming up right at the top of the hour going into 9 o'clock this morning. And tomorrow, Debbie Bogle will be in from the United Way, City Hall Insider, Paul Osborne, and others. And then we'll be back to wrap things up Friday morning for the week. I can't believe we are already like at the more than halfway point of April. Time is just flying by. And I'm sure very busy on the campus of Millikan University as people are kind of getting geared up and getting ready for graduation and the end of the school year. But it's our great pleasure to welcome Eric Hector back to the studios. A Millikan grad, 1992. What year did you graduate?
2002.
So yep. You guys were almost there at the same time. Assistant professor in the School of Art and Creative Media and the interim coordinator of creative media on the campus of Millikan. They've got an Images in Motion Film Festival that is coming up at the end of this month on Sunday, April 28th. But maybe more important, Eric, and you please tell me, you're going to have a guest judge by the name of Peter Hawley, who is the director of the Illinois Film Office, the IFO for short. Yeah, this is the kind of the state-sponsored office of trying to coordinate and bring production to the state of Illinois through tax credits and other various means, because it means a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Peter and the folks at the IFO have been, like, just really pushing ahead our tax credits. Illinois is in we had a really good tax credit, but they have been tweaking it and altering it to the point where I think we're one of the best in the U.S. now. And they're really trying to prep that with the influx they're hoping for, not only for Chicago, but for downstate.
Right.
Spending money down here to get people to be able to make their films here.
Okay, and this is an important point, because if you think about Illinois, you think, you know, Christopher Nolan and Batman or something being in Chicago, but the thousands and thousands of things that are produced, you know, with all the different mediums, you know, they're all shot somewhere. Georgia was a very big state, and then there's some politics involved in that now that don't seem to fit, you know, what Hollywood would like, and so they're looking for other places. Canada's always trying to attract people. Mm-hmm. So these people come here and stay in hotel rooms and eat meals and buy gas and hire extras, and it's a tremendous boon to the economy.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And it's also a good thing that it ties into, like you said, all the different, you know, hotels, food. But you buy lumber there, too, to build sets. You have people, you know, infusing things. And Millikan is sitting in a really good spot for that. As we're moving, this coming semester, we'll have a Bachelor of Film. You can get a Bachelor of Film and Cinema Production, which ties right into what they want at the Illinois Film Office, which is educating people throughout the state. So if a place comes, a larger film comes, there are people who know how to do grip work, gaff work, all of those type of things.
All right. So he's going to be the guest judge. Tell me about the festival itself. And do the kids know what this thing is?
Yeah, huh? No doubt.
That's a film reel. Yeah.
And
film.
And one of the kids designed that. Oh, there they were thinking.
You're getting a little nod to the old school. Well, we got this guy from 92.
But the festival is basically, it's like a showcase for the films that the Millikan students have put together. These are all Millikan student films. It ranges from short films that they've made in their first intro class to they had a 48-hour film challenge, so we were going to take some of the winners for that and put it in the festival, and then also even just motion graphics. It's just kind of showing what Millikan's doing film-wise across the board, with giving the students a chance to show their work to a broader audience.
Okay, now is this open to anyone?
Yeah, folks can come for sure.
Okay, so it's Sunday, April 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And where does it take place?
We're going to have it in Kuiper Hall in the School Music, and it'll be set up right in there. So,
all right, where do people park? I mean, for your outsiders that aren't familiar with.
You could park in the DISC parking lot to get to there, or you could park in the University Commons parking lot would be the two closest places. And even if you wanted to park in Kirkland, you could walk it. It's pretty simple.
Everything's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
And what will people expect that night?
It'll be students showcasing their work. Once we see all the work, Peter's going to do a judgment. So he's going to give, there's usually a best in show, best cinematography, best directing, best writing. And so they'll just be, the students will come up and get their awards. You know, usually they're pretty happy and excited, especially, I think, with having somebody like Peter be able to judge them. I think that's a good experience for them to have someone with his skill set and his experience be able to talk to them about the film and why he chose the ones that won.
And then the kids will have their chance to, like, talk to the audience or people that are there about their work.
Yep, they come up on stage as they win, and then they can say, you know, talk about what it is they were trying to create.
You know how many different films or how many different students are involved?
We are picking through the films right now. It's films that have been generated by Millikan students for the last couple of years. We're doing this every other year now just to give us a bulk. So I'm not sure how many films, but I think it'll be a good batch, and we're going to look at them for time. My guess is it's going to be like around an hour of worth of films, and they have a lot of little shorts and different things, too.
All right. Did you have anything like this when you were there? I know you were through the whole arts department.
No, the closest thing, we had things like we would do you know, exhibitions like of art, you know, sculpture, painting or whatever, but nothing interactive in this way. And Eric's been doing something like this for a while now. And, I got to see one of them and, you know, you see a little spark, you see something in there and you go, I know what you're doing. Give it a little more time. So it's pretty fun.
All right. The technology is such, right? I was joking about the reel, but I mean, Are we still teaching film the same way, just using different tools and technology? I mean, has it changed dramatically? You know, I mean, I kind of felt like I grew up in an age where they kind of in the early 70s, these young maverick directors kind of came in and changed, you know, cinematography. Mm-hmm. You know, what does it look like today?
I think a lot of it, I mean, you're teaching the same things about storytelling, about engaging characters and things like that. You're just using a different tool set to be able to access it. And I think what that has done is broken down a lot of the barriers that used to be there. I mean, just a filmmaker like me, having the same kind of camera and having access to something that Peter Jackson shoots on or David Soderbergh or, you know, Steven Soderbergh shoots on. It's now the students have all these digital tools.
Well, Steven Soderbergh also made a movie with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it has kind of the great equalizer.
Yeah. And they can touch so many things now. And, you know, we've got digital cameras. We've been really fortunate with, you know, community support and help to give them some really nice tools to work with as well.
All right. And so what is that when that degree is offered? You know, I don't know what that looks like. I mean, I kind of understand, like, if I get a degree in architecture or if I get an engineering degree, what does a degree in film look like?
A degree in film.
I mean, what do they do?
Yeah. You can, with a degree in film and a lot of the things going on, you know, everybody needs content, you know, like they need things to show. So you could do everything with your film degree from shooting television commercials, shooting corporate video, you know, writing and directing those, producing those, all the way up to feature films, you know, or television. Or like we were saying with the new Axis, I think a lot of independent filmmakers are making their own films and distributing their own films. And that was not possible before. We have a student at Millikan right now. She took a documentary film course. She liked the little documentary she made so much that she expanded it, and she's four-walling a theater, like at the AMC. She's going to invite people, show them to them. She brought in a producer from L.A. A student couldn't have done that years ago, you know?
Yeah, but in some ways, is it even tougher, though? I mean, the access is there, but the access means there's 70,000 times more people there in the tunnel, right? And I'm not saying the old way was better. I'm just saying this also offers unique challenges in, yeah, I can platform it. I don't have to get somebody to okay it over here, but I'm also now competing with everybody else that can platform
it. Yeah, and that's where I think the film degree works, because that we teach them a lot of those things, especially Millikan being very business oriented. They take classes where they'll understand it's like, I've got a product. I made a film. Before, it would have been difficult for somebody to make a product that, you know, that quality, that right. young, but then also giving those entrepreneurial skill sets to be able to go
which
out.
Is important.
Yeah. Especially in film or all the arts. You know what I mean? Like to be able to get folks to see your artwork, because like you said, there's a lot of competition out there. But our goal at Millikan is to give them the edge over that competition. Right. And things like this, you know, meeting somebody like Peter, having him look at some of your early films, gets you kind of ahead in that line.
What's his background?
He's written and directed films. He has
done a lot. He's from the industry.
Oh, yeah. And he's been in Illinois forever.
Well, I mean, I'd be glad that Illinois is not great at giving these jobs to people who actually know what they're doing. that the guy that they put in charge of film actually knows something about film.
Yes. And he's taught. I mean, he's taught. He was one of the early teachers at Flashpoint. He's been the dean of several schools.
All right. So Loyola, good.
You know, so he's got it together.
You know, one of the things that Eric was starting to touch on a little bit is I found this to be good in my experience there. And now in film, it's a little easier with the tools he's talking about. But leaving with a functioning portfolio, whether you're storyboarding, you're making film or whatever, and now with the digital tools to be able to put it up online, to have it accessible and to get it out there is so much different than needing to set an appointment and lug in your reels or your book or whatever. Now it's like, hey, I can be out there. And so I think that's a really cool part of this new technology as it's incorporated in the curriculum.
Yeah, and in the curriculum, will there be people who will take advantages that are not necessarily camera people? Can I go through this maybe not wanting to be a director, but wanting to be a producer or wanting to be a writer or wanting to be, I mean, you know, will it all be just people who are behind the camera?
No, we have every asset. That's one of the things I like about Millikan and our performance learning. We have different student-run businesses. So we have 1901 Productions, which is a student-run independent film company. They did Sondern Anthology of Loss, which they released at the Lincoln a couple of years ago. It managed to get we made over $2,000, which was a higher per theater average, even though they gave away half the tickets than some actual films. But because they're making their own films, they had to have, you know, they have to have writers, directors, producers, camera people, grips, electric. So they have to handle all of that. And one of the best stories I got was two students, you know, film students kind of go out in the summer to kind of find little indie films, you know, as they're starting their career to work on. And two of the students came back after that summer and went, it was great because we were here with all these students from different universities. And they were like, always pointing out, well, how come the Millikan students know how to do this, how to use it? And it's because they've had that hands-on, you're talking about, yeah, producers, grips, electric, everything.
Yeah, no, I watched The Offer. I wanted to be the guy producing The Godfather. I didn't want to be Al Pacino. I didn't want to be Francis Ford Coppola. I wanted to be that guy. All right. So once again, it's coming up April 28th from 6 to 9. I really encourage you. This is like a very low-key, I mean, you know, not like a huge Kirkland, you know, event. Parking will be readily available. You get to go in and see some creative sparks from some of these kids and what they've put together and get a chance to learn something maybe you didn't know. Sounds like a blast. And it's free.
Yeah. And I'd just like to thank especially...
Oh, yeah. You got some sponsors.
Yeah. The National Endowment for the Arts, the Illinois Arts Council, and the Decatur Arts Council, they have given us a very generous sponsorship this year, as well as Liaison Technology Group, which is letting us use their projectors to show it. We did some tests last night, and it's going to be really beautiful.
Yeah, how will you show it, speaking of new technology and all the ways there are to consume? Will it be big screen?
Yep, it's going to be a large screen in Kuiper. We're going to bring out a bigger screen, hook into their sound system, because they're usually right there is when they're doing all their, you know, their recitals and things. So it's got a really nice sound system. We just brought in Steve at Liaison,
yeah,
brought in his large format laser projectors. So it's really beautiful.
Have you seen one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm excited.
Do you have one of those?
No.
Okay. Yeah. What are you waiting for?
Out of space.
You're the guy I know that. Oh, you're out of space.
Yeah.
Well, how much space does a screen take?
Well, when you want the impact, you want as much as you can get.
Yeah, cover up something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this sounds like a blast and a lot of fun. I'm happy for the kids.
Yeah.
Everybody has a passion, you know, and whether it's playing for the women's basketball team, you know, or it's being, I just like the fact that at least we're able once a week to spend some time, you know, highlighting and focusing on all these different areas because they all put the same amount of work in, right? Mm-hmm. Just some of it's more visible than others.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm glad. I mean, for somebody who loves to consume great art, I am glad that we are producing future artists that will fill that need. I'm always grateful when I run across it. It all starts in, you know, some spark in a classroom somewhere, but you guys are giving them the tools to go out and do what they want to do and follow their passion, which is just fantastic. I'm sure mom and dad probably, when they hear film school, go, are you sure about that?
You know what the coolest part about those weekly conversations is? We talk about the classroom, but it goes quickly to the experiences that are outside the classroom, the real world stuff that is tethered.
Well, and think about how much, you know, Eric brings to that.
Oh,
you know,
so
with
much.
All of the hands-on, you know, film.
Talk about portfolio.
Yeah. What's the latest with the latest movie?
We've finished Trick and Treats, and it is now being shopped around. A lot of people are taking a look at it.
This is the business side of it, right?
And it came out beautifully. I mean, it's... I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. No one will guess what it costs, but it's another good example of what can be done here in Central Illinois.
Real-world practical experience. You know, sometimes in higher ed, you know, professors are more kind of like, it's not necessarily they've done the thing they're teaching. They're just really good at teaching the thing, and you do both. You've been there. You've had to scrap it around and go find sponsors, and how do we afford to pay for this, and how do we get the stuff that we need, so you can give a realistic picture of what that looks like.
And I think, like you said, you know, like when parents hear, a lot of times, you know, it's like, okay, my student is going to go into a fine art. One of the things I do is I bring them into my office, and in my office, it's got movie posters for movies I've worked on. It's got a comic books for the comics I've worked on. And went, I did all this starting here at Millikan.
Yeah.
If they start here at Millikan, I'm sure they're way brighter than I was back in the day, so they can achieve this too.
Yeah.
And it helps, I think, the parents to see it.
Because it's not theory.
Right.
And I think a lot of higher ed for years lived in a theory world rather than a real world. But I feel like that's been, you know, changed dramatically at Millikan University across all the classes and the subject matter that we have in here every Wednesday. Just great stuff. Heroic Age still going good in the Art Center out there?
Yeah, everything's going great. We just put some new clients in the Art Center. We've got, speaking of Millikan folks, we've got Lyle Salmi, who did all the painting. He's actually has a studio space that he just opened in the Art Center. We've got Gene Tanta, who's opened a space as well. We've got a new Pokemon card collectible space. We've got a lot of things. So they're filling up. We've got a new recording studio that's going in. I only have one small space left. So if anybody's interested, so it's, everything's going really, really
well. What's the cost for the one small space?
It's like, $350 a month.
Okay.
And it's, you know, medium size. It's the one that, Musicians Foundry was in, but they moved to the larger space to take up all the recording because they're going to do more recording
now. All right. So, but, you know, with that, you get, you know, there's stuff that comes with that, right? I mean you know, you get the space, clearly, if you're a creator.
Proximity of creative people.
And audience.
Yep.
And all those things, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's great to see them all in there working together, like, especially Lyle. He, like, leaves his door open while he's painting and people can come by, you know, and kind of just see him work. I'm really pleased. I couldn't have done all that without folks like yourself helping to point people over there.
Our pleasure. Anytime we can, you know, we'd like to come back out and see you. We haven't been there for a while.
We'd like to screen your movie.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to, as soon as we make a deal, that's what we're waiting on, that will allow us to do a
local
premiere. We will do a big hype local premiere because we could not have made Trick and Treats into what it turned out, which I'm super proud of, without, like, say, you all's help. Everybody in the community was so helpful. And that is another thing I think that we can then show some of these folks like Peter as they come in. It's like, look, we made this here with the support of the community. Once you start bringing things downstate, we're Decatur area is very ready for that.
Well, that's the whole theory reality again. We've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, we think we can do it. We've done it. Great stuff, Eric. Good luck to you on the 28th.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being here with us today and telling us all about it. Once again, if you'd like to go, literally April 28th from 6 to 9, on the campus of Millikan University. We appreciate it. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast, back with more right after this.
Today is going to be mostly sunny and breezy, high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 51. For Thursday, showers and possible thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 74. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:25.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Alltown Bus is now hiring school bus drivers, starting at $22 an hour. That's right, $22 an hour. And experienced drivers can make even more. Driving a school bus is now no longer just a typical part-time job. They also offer CDL training and a training bonus of $1,500. If you are at least 21 years old and can pass a criminal background check and drug test, Alltown is ready to hire you today. Call them now at 217-855-0615 or visit alltownbus.com to apply.
It's our lowest prices of the season at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Right now, shop unbeatable deals on the things you need for spring, like select sizes of Meow Mix cat food, just $16.99. Get a free bag of Estate Garden Fertilizer when you buy new Estate Premium 4-in-1 Lawn Treatment. Assorted brake pads, rotors, and suspension parts, 20% off. And 50-pound bags of Diamond Crystal Natural Solar Salt, $5.99 each. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The Macon County Fair, Refreshment Services, Pepsi, and Rural King proudly brings you Southern Rock legends, the Marshall Tucker Band, on Thursday, June 7th. Can't see what that woman been doing to me. Tickets on sale now at MaconCountyFair.com. The Marshall Tucker Band live at the Macon County Fairgrounds, Thursday, June 7th in Decatur.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me.
What made you land on Sinatra today, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. I just maybe watching Fallout, the music is kind of in that same sort of style, and it, I don't know. Makes you feel good.
It's interesting, you know, back in the day when you actually collected music, like owned it, didn't rent it.
Right.
I have a significant Sinatra collection. And it's something that dates back to my high school days. I don't know why. No one I knew at that age was listening to Sinatra, but I absolutely love it. And there is my favorite all time Frank Sinatra song. There's many. It's hard to say favorite. That depends on mood and year and time in life and what's going on. But there's a song called Summer Wind, which is just a fantastic Frank Sinatra song that was used brilliantly in The Pope of Greenwich Village.
Yeah, there's two versions. There's one here and then one with Julio Iglesias.
No, thank you on that. No. If you're in a Sinatra world, there's one version of that. And then there's that sin bringing Julio Iglesias in. All right, back after news.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Crossing Healthcare is looking for volunteers with green thumbs to help with its prescription garden program this month through October. They need volunteers weekdays from 9 to noon to help with weeding, prepping garden beds, and more. The prescription produce program at Crossing Healthcare Garden provides access to fresh produce for patients with health challenges, including diabetes, substance abuse disorders, and food insecurity. Qualified participants get a bag of produce and recipes to promote good eating habits. More info at nowdecatur.com. Speaking of plants, the U of I Extension Master Gardener Plant Sale will be May 4th at the Macon County Fairgrounds from 9 to 2. Annuals, perennials, vegetables, and hanging baskets will be for sale, along with gently used gardening supplies from the bargain shed. For more info or advanced registration, go to nowdecatur.com. And for more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit that very same website, nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Today, U.S. senators being sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for failing to enforce U.S. border laws. While the Trump hush money trial in New York takes a day off, seven jurors chosen so far. The former president went to a bodega in Harlem where he pledged to clean up New York and all the cities and help the residents there, chanting four more years.
The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs. If you look at the unemployment is good for migrants now. It went up 10%, all migrants.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass calling for the most fortunate Angelenos to give to a capital campaign to build housing for the homeless in her State of the City message. America is listening to Fox News.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Hey ladies, get ready for a night of fun and golf. Join us at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th for Playing 5 to 9, the ultimate ladies' night out. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy 18 holes of mini golf with some exciting perks along the way. Get ready for surprises, vendors, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes, making your mini golf experience even more enjoyable. Don't miss Playing 5 to 9 at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, mostly sunny and breezy, high near 72. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 51. For Thursday, showers and possible thunderstorms, partly sunny, high of 74. Friday, mostly sunny and a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:34.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
start spreading the news.
We are back here on an unbelievable, beautiful day here in downtown Decatur. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm going to enjoy the blue skies while they're here. All right. Kiss your career as a fashion analyst goodbye. I think you referred to it as a white jean jacket Monday when we were talking about the WNBA draft or Tuesday morning.
I was trying to display the stark difference in the way that they approached it.
It's a $12,000 Prada outfit. Jacket, sure. Anyway. Yeah. $2,000 sunglasses. She's the first WNBA player in the draft to ever be fully dressed by one of the major European design groups. And there's now whispers of even that's a partnership moving forward. Just to give you the global implications of a Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I didn't think she ran by Kohl's on the way over. That's not what I was saying. She had more of a street fashion versus like a ball gown.
Yes, but very expensive street fashion. Yeah. So head to toe Prada.
Wow.
For the outfit there. They said they're looking at, I mean, this is a 100-year-old Italian luxury brand.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a hard time understanding global brands here, I think, in America.
Yeah, sometimes. Like,
I mean, the reach.
Yeah.
We just don't understand. You know, Italy itself isn't a gigantic country, but no. Prada for 100 years. It's like we don't understand Ferrari. I mean, it's just not something we get.
This deal, they're
saying this is the first time that one of the big fashion houses has done anything with a female athlete. Well,
what I was going to say is, I understand if State Farm wants to do something, if you see her driving up to the arena in a Chevy or whatever stuff that makes obvious sense. I want to know how, A, that comes together and what Prada sees in this and what she sees.
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a very interesting crossover.
This is the Prada has never dressed any NBA or WNBA perspective, no one even at the draft at that level has had this 100-year-old fashion house, turn you out, in style. And I think that it looked great. They all looked great.
Yeah, she looked awesome. It did look awesome. Everybody was dressed to impress, and they did. They all brought their own different thing to it. I thought it was awesome.
Yep. The sunglasses, which she had not wearing in the, but are $2,000.
Jeez Louise.
So, just to follow up on that. And then there's always the people that are haters. Courtney Love did an interview with, evidently she has a BBC radio show, celebrating women's music.
Yeah.
And then she did an interview with the Evening Standard tabloid where she basically, while celebrating women's music, trashed not only Taylor Swift, but Beyonce as well.
She trashed Taylor Swift. The Beyonce was more like, hey, I think this is really cool. It's just not for me.
All right. Taylor is not important.
Yeah, she trashed Taylor.
She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of right now, but she's not interesting as an artist. That's harsh.
Yeah, and then she
said, saying you have no talent.
And that Spotify's basically filled with clones of that. And so there's a whole bunch of that right there. She also doesn't like Madonna.
I haven't liked Lana Del Rey since she covered a John Denver song. I think she should really take 7 years off. I would ask, in all fairness, what has Courtney Love done in the last 7 years?
Right. She did say that Lana's music was impacting her own music, so she had to take some time away and gave her a compliment, and she was kind of double dealing in this thing.
Is that double dealing? I mean, when you say I haven't liked anything she's done since 10 years ago, which is just basically saying everything she's done since is crap. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to do that thing that's seen the best at everybody. I mean, you're doing a show about empowering women in music while trashing the biggest names in music.
The context, she shouldn't say those things in that context. You're trying to lift everybody up. She was heavy-handed, especially at Taylor Swift, but she had she was complimenting the other achievements of these women while still taking shots at them. It was.
You can't compliment. So, okay, let me read you the sentence again about Lana Del Rey. You tell me where the compliment is.
Well, that's not the only sentence
I haven't
she said.
Liked Lana since she covered a John Denver song, and I think she should really take 7 years off. Only you would read into that a compliment.
No, I'm not. That sentence is nothing complimentary about that particular
I like
sentence.
The idea of Beyonce doing a country record because it's about black women going into spaces where previously only white women would have been allowed. Not that I like it much. As a concept, I love it. I just don't like her music. That's a compliment?
That's saying, hey, this is really cool and important, and I get it, and I think it's a great idea. I just don't like that flavor.
Except this is now the third artist in one paragraph she's been raining down on. While doing a show.
I know. The context is terrible. It's terrible. and the Taylor Swift's way over the top. That's just not right.
I don't like her and she doesn't like me about Madonna. I love Desperately Seeking Susan, but for the city of New York as much as her. So the backdrop of the movie was more talented than the actress in the movie.
Yeah, that sounds like her being bitter.
Man, I think next time you're looking for a spokesperson for empowering women, you might want to skip over Courtney Love.
Yeah, it's so goofy.
And particularly someone who unfairly throughout her career has been sort of accused of, like, had you not been married to Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Also, here's the other part of the Lana Del Rey. I thought she was great. When I was recording my new album, I had to stop listening to her as she was influencing me too much. That's part of what she said. Again, wrong context to be taking slam.
I haven't liked Lana since she covered a John Denver song, and I think she should really take 7 years off. That you cut it any way you want to. Yeah. You can say nice things all day long, but when you tell somebody to, hey, I don't like what you take 7 years off.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
She's bad.
And particularly when you're there to literally
lift
promote
up women.
The show you're doing about empowering women in music.
Yep.
But Courtney Love can't do anything without making it about herself. I mean, this is a whole history of this. And Courtney Love has never enjoyed a 110th of the success that Beyonce and Taylor Swift has. As an artist, I mean...
Not at all.
Not even close.
Nope, not even close. She's had a successful career, but nothing like in that stratosphere.
But what has she done lately? I mean, speaking of taking 7 years off, her advice to another artist who sold a lot more records in the last 15 years than Courtney Love has.
Yeah, in terms of recording, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Beyonce road on that. I think it's cool that she's doing stuff. It's just not for me.
I don't even know if she's doing stuff.
I don't know what she's doing.
I mean,
I've seen her a lot on
been a long time since Hole.
Yeah, I have seen her a lot on radio shows. I've seen her at festivals and things like that. I don't know what if she's actively creating new music or if she's on the tribute tour.
I don't either.
She's still socially relevant. I just don't.
Is she?
Yeah. I mean, I see enough of her to know that she's still has some weight to her, but I.
Do you think the average Lana Del Rey fan has any idea who Courtney Love even
probably.
Is?
Okay. Probably.
She's your generation, although she's more my age. Because she came after Nirvana.
Right. And maybe as a result of.
Yeah. But I wouldn't take away.
For the break. For the break.
Yes.
Not the quality. Just sometimes that's what it takes. It's just the eyeballs.
I have said to you many times that I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's music, meaning it's just not my style of music. It's not a specific song. Like, I think the song is bad. It's just I don't do pop. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
But that's not what she said.
No. So she has no value.
She's not important. I mean, this woman changes economies. I mean, how can you dismiss that? I mean, this is the stuff with Caitlin Clark that drives me crazy, and a lot of it comes from women. Yes, you get the meathead male stuff sometimes, and you roll your eyes and go, oh, good Lord, can you climb out of, the caveman posture a little bit? But a lot of it comes from other women.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get it.
It's because she thinks that Taylor Swift is standing under the basket just throwing in little layups, little easy gimmies.
How can she think that? She's in the music industry.
I know. Well, because her songs are so formulaic and they pander to the masses. That's what she's saying
By the way, like or not, Madonna, she paved the way for all of you.
Correct. There's room for all of it. formulaic. Well,
that's what
crazy.
And if she, so if there had been more compliments than there were insults, and she just said, you know, it's not my thing, but I get it, and there's nobody moving the needle quite, but that's not what she, I mean, as long as she went out of her way to be self-important to knock down these successful women right now that are at the top of their game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She
did more harm than good.
Bitter. It's that old bitter thing.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's Diana Taurasi. Like sometimes I just don't understand, if you're in music, why you wouldn't be happy for all success in music.
Yeah.
What's good for music? Dave taught me that a long time ago about coffee. As I hold my marquee coffee cup right here, I said, Dave, Starbucks is coming to town. Is that a bad thing? And he said, Brian, what's good for coffee is good for coffee. More people drink, more demand there is.
That's right.
And I think that it took a long time. And when I say Madonna paved the path, there were people like Billie Holiday that paved that path to her, Aretha Franklin, and many, many others.
All along the way.
But when it came to sort of owning your thing and running your thing and doing it your way and not afraid to piss people off and take stances, Madonna was probably the trailblazer in that.
And still somehow managed to make it pop and right down the middle at the same time.
Yeah. Now she has been able to hold on to that, you know, and, you know, I worry, but I just don't think when, hey, how'd you like to come in and do an interview about empowering women in music and then just write off your checklist of what's wrong with all of them?
Yeah.
It's weird to me.
I agree.
But I think that's also, you know, when you're 59 years old and you're, you know, not everyone.
Is that for real?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What? Why would you think not?
Just hadn't stopped and thought about it. I always see her a certain way. You know,
that's my point. She's stuck in that Kurt Cobain hole thing. And that was a long, long time ago.
Yeah. I was a teenager.
And it is easy to sort of do that, right? Kurt Cobain would have been 56, wow, or would be today. Hard to think about a 60-year-old Kurt Cobain, right? Because it's frozen in that moment. So, anywho, I'm all about it. It just feels weird. It's like if we'd gone to "That's What She Said," and then they would just have somebody come up and just trash
bag
all the speakers.
Just bag on them, yeah. It's not
like right. What you felt in that room that night was like kind of magical, because it was like
you walk out and feel lifted.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, ah, they did.
Yeah.
Probably just normal.
Yeah. And have a woman do that.
Man. That was asked to lift him up.
Yes.
The hype man went back, rogue. She went rogue.
Yeah. Courtney Love is not a bad actress.
No.
By the way, I liked her in Sons of Anarchy and a couple of other things. Yeah. And I don't dislike her. I mean, you know, she had her own way of doing things. And I get that that was kind of her thing, was to make people mad or put on this tough exterior or whatever. I just found it like, man, who did she miss? I mean, is there anybody else you could piss off?
Given specifically the context of what the thing was about.
But going in, well, I don't know. Let's see if we can make Taylor, Beyonce. Well,
I mean, that's the
Madonna
list right there. I mean, like.
And then for good measure, we'll throw Lana Del Rey at the bus, too.
What do I do? Why am I catching strays over here? I thought you liked me. Did that John Denver song that he didn't even write?
Yeah. Tell me to take 7 years off.
Wow. That's very specific.
Yeah.
Go sit in the corner for a long time and try this again.
All right. What else do we got to get through? We've got a couple of things, cool things for the Shanghai Grand Prix, the China Grand Prix this weekend. You got to Google Alex Albon's panda helmet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's unbelievable. From an artistic point of view, it is really sweet. I love the fact, and it feels like they do more of this today than even 4 or 5 years ago, with all the sort of personalized, like, to the race, you know, not just new ones for a season, but just for a particular race. You see a lot more of this.
I love that. Lewis Hamilton was.
He was kind of one of the
and working
pioneers.
With artists on the side, like, hey, let's do cool stuff to celebrate the culture of where we're going. Love it.
Yeah.
I like this stuff.
I do too. I just thought it was really cool looking, you know, different than anything I'd seen. You know, this is, of course, they're going back to this race now. What, it's been 5 years since they've been there?
Yeah.
And did you know that the Chinese Grand Prix was the last Michael Schumacher F1 win? Victory he had in his career was at Shanghai.
No, I do love this helmet.
Isn't it cool? Because it's not just the top of the helmet. You know, sometimes when they bend down, you know, you really get to see. Like, this is full-on panda, like the whole thing right above the visor.
He went to the zoo and took pictures in front of a panda pen with his panda helmet on.
Well, you think
on.
That's him.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah, maybe it's not.
The hand model.
I love the side of it, how they created space to put all the logos and the text and stuff.
It's full-on panda from the front.
Yeah, it's a great-looking helmet. I love this.
And I don't know what my protein is, but that's the first time I've ever noticed it because of the great looking panda. Sometimes you got to do the branding works better in the overall piece of art than just the label.
Yeah. It's got the little Duracells right there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Which I'm not quite sure. You know, I guess we still buy batteries.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, your electronics.
How many battery operated things do you have in your house, do you think?
A lot, actually.
Well, I mean, how many new things in your house do you have, like purchased recently that are battery operated?
A lot of toys that are battery operated. How about that? Mm.
Well, that would explain why I don't have anything.
That's right. Yeah.
But I mean, even things like smoke detectors, you know, they're just remote backups
controls.
Now.
Yeah, remote controls. Well,
that's a good point.
My
Apple remote control charges like a phone, so there's no batteries there.
But a lot of the TV remotes.
Yeah.
And on the smoke detector, this always, anytime it comes up, make sure that it's functioning and that you have your 9-volt in there as a backup. You don't want to die in a house fire.
Please, no, everybody. Not at all. The only thing bad, the only downside of the backup, which is common, is that when something goes wrong with the first thing, they all go off.
That's right.
Which almost makes you take them out.
And always happens, and some people never put them back
That's
in.
That's what I mean. There's a flaw in that plan.
Yeah, it'd be so annoying that you want it to stop.
Because you can't, I mean, you know, how soon are you going to get somebody out to fix, you know what I mean, whatever the immediate wiring problem is?
Yeah, 9-volt should generally cover that, though. And then you get your
If you can get them to go to stop.
If you can get them to stop.
There's a serious answer there somewhere that someone's going to solve.
Nothing I hate more than playing against guys on video games and you hear the chirp in the back. I'm like, if you send me your address, I will send you batteries. Change your smoke alarm. Don't die in a fire.
Yeah.
Here's your PSA.
Thank you.
It's just like, a topic I'm passionate
turned
about.
Turned into an after-school special.
Just passionate about.
I get it. There's a lot of things I'm passionate about when it comes to people not dying.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah. That's a good point. I don't want any of you to die.
Is there like a negative one of those?
No.
That you're like, we need more of that.
No, absolutely not. But rarely do we get to bring that one up. So there's your reminder. Think about it today. Change your battery.
I thought we were supposed to do that like when we did the time change. Isn't that always been the thing that's...
People miss that.
Yeah. And batteries last longer.
That's right.
And have backups.
Yes, please.
And because you really don't use a 9-volt for very many things.
No, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot at all.
So the Duracell battery on the helmet, I had not noticed until you pointed it out. I did notice the MyProtein, but the panda helmet is great. I love the little mouth at the bottom.
Yeah, that's great.
The little tongue.
Surprised they didn't put little ears sticking out.
They do. Well, no, they're not sticking out, but they're painted on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's probably still safety regulations. These things are meant to protect your head, after all.
Good point.
All right, let's do one last break. Nick's got your 3-day forecast. We'll be back. Got a lot to cram into the last 8 minutes. Plus, we're going to give away Cardinals tickets for Sunday, courtesy of First Mid. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 51. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 74. Then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 63 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:52.
Hey ladies, get ready for a night of fun and golf. Join us at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th for Playing 5 to 9, the ultimate ladies' night out. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy 18 holes of mini golf with some exciting perks along the way. Get ready for surprises, benders, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes, making your mini golf experience even more enjoyable. Don't miss Playing 5 to 9 at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Join us in Memorial Stadium as we honor 100 years of tradition and continue to create memories for the future. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th. Experience more cherished moments in Memorial Stadium this season and lock in your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
Tuesdays with Tom, the podcast where real estate meets community. This week, join Tom and special guests Kevin and Sue Brianni, two of the biggest cheerleaders in Macon County, as they dive into the heart of our community. Listen in as they discuss the past, present, and future of our community, sharing their insights, experiences, and hopes for Macon County. Whether you're a longtime resident or new to the area, this episode is sure to inspire. Tune in for a heartfelt and uplifting conversation with Tom, Kevin, and Sue. Available on NowDecatur.com and all major podcast platforms.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
You know, with all the circus going on, with all these trials that are being, you know, everything's being televised and we're going over everything and everyone's parked out front with media trucks. I got an email from the United States Department of Justice yesterday from the United States Attorney's Office of Central District of Illinois, where a restaurant owner in Springfield, a 39-year-old, and I'm not bringing this up to try to name names or anything else, but he literally has accepted a plea pending before the U.S. District Court Judge Sue Myerscough, where he is going to face up to 3 years in prison, up to a $250,000 fine for two fraudulent loan packages submitted to obtain a business loan for his restaurant and a loan package to obtain a home mortgage loan, where he lied on his applications and deceived lenders and the bankers and law enforcement. This is what happens when a normal person breaks the law. No one outside protesting or calling it fake news or suggesting that it's rigging an election. This is what happens when a 39-year-old citizen of the United States defrauds banks and insurance companies and falsifies stuff on loan applications. They face 3 years in jail and up to a $250,000 fine. And I wish I had a dime for every time I've heard, well, they're only doing this because. Tell that to this guy. This happens every day in America when people falsify stuff and knowingly, fraudulently try to take advantage of things by lying about it. And we used to have, at least, we've always had bad actors. That's why we have courts and systems and law enforcement to begin with. But it used to be that we could agree on what a crime was. Most people. And it really didn't have anything to do with politics. I mean, it wasn't red or it wasn't blue. It's like, no, you defrauded banks. You defrauded insurance companies. You are fraudulent. And we had a collective understanding of what that meant. And now it's just like, yeah, but. Or but, look here. Well, look here. There's a guy in our own backyard facing 3 years of prison time and a $250,000. I guarantee it was anywhere near the numbers that we're talking about in New York. And yet people are so convinced so easily about how the law shouldn't apply to some people or is being used maliciously by other people. This happens to ordinary people. And if the 39-year-old does that in Springfield and has to suffer the consequences, there's no reason why everyone else shouldn't have to suffer the same consequences if they're guilty of the same kind of crimes. And I swear to God, we used to be better as people just going, well, you know, I really like that guy, but, you know, that's screwed up. Can't do that. Now we just live in parallel worlds with different meanings depending on politics. All right. What caller would you like to reward with two tickets to see the Cardinals and the Brewers on Sunday, courtesy of First Mid?
Let's do caller three.
Caller number three. That's easy. 217-875-1340. 217-875-1340. Courtesy of the First Mid ticket window. You can see the Cardinals in action this Sunday versus the Brewers. 217-875-1340. If you missed any of the show today, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get those anywhere you get your podcast, including our home base at nowdecatur.com. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Those days and nights, they went flying by.
WSOY Decatur and W277 DB Decatur. WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The State House has passed a measure that would prohibit corporal punishment in K-12 schools, including private schools. Republicans pushed back, asking how the measure would impact sporting programs, even military schools. The bill heads to the Senate. Sticking with politics, Governor Pritzker is continuing to push plans to eliminate almost $1 billion of medical debt owned by Illinoisans, with $10 million from his proposed budget. Pritzker says 14% of the state's population has medical debt in collections, with minority communities disproportionately impacted. Pritzker's plan would have the state partner with Undue Medical Debt, formerly known as RIP Medical Debt, a national nonprofit. Pritzker says the deal would...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.